give yourself a gift this year. Come out for Christmas.
Out for Christmas!
Tell your ma and tell your pa that you're fa la 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 la. Be good for goodness sake this year. Come out for Christmas.
Out for Christmas!
Be yourself and demonstrate you're right in sync with heaven and nature. If you're good news, you need recounting, just go tell it on the mountain. Happy is the gal or guy who says there's no place like home over the holidays. Tell your peers you're queer this year. Come out for Christmas.
Out for Christmas!
Comfortable and joyous neath the mistletoe. See Anne kiss Alice, Dan kiss Daryl, looking fabulous in their gay apparel. Coming out for Christmas everywhere they go. With every Christmas card you write, don't hide at Yuletide, show pride at Yuletide. Deck your drag with boughs of holly, it's goodbye Dick and hello Dolly. And if you're not at all a goy, then Sal or Monica, come out for Hanukkah. Don your leather and or angora, then flame by flame light your menorah. Unto us a son is given, don't be damned for how you're living. A child is born, sing hallelujah, and say I'm gay, so what's it to ya? Stockings full of coal for folks who mock our mingle. Dear Kris Kringle, here's our hopeful letter to you then. Don't let their fear of same-sex sex mess up our revelry this Xmas. Signed, very merry gentlewomen and men. Dear merchant, don't let your idea of sin come between you and our very large disposable income. When out come the good little girls and boys who prefer to play with playmates that have similar toys. Out for Christmas, coming out for Christmas again.
Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part one of my Queer Christmas special. That's right, this is only the first part. My show, Queer Music Heritage, is usually heard only on the fourth Monday of the month, but this year I'm doing two Christmas shows. You see, I collect queer Christmas music all year, and this year I realized that I had so much new and interesting music that I could easily do two shows, and the producers of Queer Voices, Jack, Joan, and Glenn, generously allowed me this extra hour. So here goes. The song that introduced the show was done by a group called the Go-Go Boys, and they are kind of a mysterious group. They first surfaced in 1996 with an album called Gay Apparel Christmas Songs. According to the liner notes, the singing was done by seven different vocalists, who mostly took turns on the different songs. In the album title, they spelled Christmas with an X, which may have been because they took Christmas tunes we know and gave them new lyrics, most of which were X-rated. Almost none can be played on the radio. There was no website for the group, no photos of the members on the CD jacket, and generally it seemed like this was one of those one-shot efforts, quickly put together, never to be heard from again. So last year I was quite surprised when a new album came out called The Go-Go Boys Go Homo for the Holidays. This album has only three vocalists, none of whom were on the first release, and the material is much more radio-friendly. And in addition to the parodies, it contains several original songs, written and sung by one of the, quote, Go-Go Boys, Jim Kozak, who also wrote all the parody lyrics. He sang the opening song called Out in the Bleak Midwinter. Here's another original by him called A Noel Noel.
As a little boy, I jumped for joy when Mater and Peter said sooner or later, we need your Christmas present list so that none of the gifts that you want will be missed. Then I did grow, and now I know that quite clearly I can't get each thing that I want. But anyway, each Christmas day, my list I compile guaranteed to make Yuletide gay. I'd like Senator Locke to get drunk and get caught wearing women's underwear. I'd like Newt Destitute giving Rush Limbaugh head while his show is on the air. Let Pat Robertson's headquarters get wiped out by pestilence, floods, and disease. And find Jerry Falwell in some bathroom stall, well, not praying, yet still on his knees. Plague Jesse Helms with hemorrhoids, the size and the texture of cantaloupes. Put fag-bashing skinheads in prison with pinheads who want a new bitch that can show all the ropes. And though much to ask, I would elect that the cleric the Catholics next select to have as their newest holy papacet come home to St. Peter's, then out of the closet. Probably not in your lifetime, dear boy, but quite simply put, one always hopes. I just can't resist, so I make up my list each Christmas. Let Keanu or Brad, Leonardo or Tom tell of homoerotic desire. And for all gay Republican persons, as much psychotherapy as they require. Have the growers of Florida oranges pick Sandra Bernhardt to sell us their juice. And make every fairy in our military recruit, cause we can't reproduce. Let each newborn gay be adopted to baby by parents who love them for just who they are. And let queers of each feather stand firmly together, but perhaps I've gone finally just too bloody far. So simply arrange it that HIV runs wild through the ranks of the GOP. It sadly won't do them all in, to be sure, but just see how quick someone comes up with a cure. I'm a dead homosexual genius, dear boy, so I don't give a damn for PR. Though I'm booed and hissed, I'm a staunch optimist that if I persist, you will soon get the gist. No misanthropist, I just make up my list. Each Christmas.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. There must be some mistake. Was I really awake? I rubbed my eyes and moved in close, a better look to take. Then I saw Daddy hugging Santa Claus. He took his hand and pulled him to the couch. It must have been just fine. Santa didn't seem to mind. Then Daddy moved across the room to pour them both some wine. Then I saw Daddy fondle Santa Claus, and on his ear he nibbled now and then. I crawl across the floor, I hid behind the door. I left it open just a crack so I could watch some more. Then I saw Daddy undress Santa Claus. They quickly threw their clothes on our big chair. Well, much to my surprise, I couldn't believe my eyes. It wasn't Santa after all, but Mommy in disguise. But I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if I had really seen Daddy kissing Santa Claus last night.
Following the Go-Go Boys was Kip Adoda singing I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus from 1986. That was a teaser song, because through most of it, it appeared to be a gay song. But it wasn't. And when I look at the list of gay and lesbian-related Christmas songs in my collection, I've realized that there were only a handful of real gay releases prior to the 90s. One of the exceptions was by a singer from Atlanta, Jan Barlow, who in 1986 released a very rare six-song set of Christmas parodies. Here she is singing Dyke the Halls and Jerry Falwell's Coming to Town.
Apparel, la 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 la. the blacks and the Jews. Jerry Falwell's coming to town. He knows if you've been screwing or if you're getting none. You'd best stop what you're doing if it's just the least bit fun. Oh.
This song is being brought to you by the letter O, as in, oh my God.
Okay, so Jan Barlow wasn't the best singer, but I gave her credit for being the first solo artist to attack Christmas music with a gay and lesbian slant. There were a couple of chorus groups that released lyrically gay holiday songs in the early 80s, but Barlow, in 1986, was the first solo act to do so. This next act was probably the earliest to do gay parodies of classical music, when they released in 1993 an album called Opera for the Masses. They are Barb Glenn and Susan Nyvert, and call themselves the Derivative Duo. Their follow-up album, Mutiny at the Matinee, came out in 1996, and contains a song where they take on the Nutcracker Suite with one called Christmas Quandary.
Have you made your reservations yet? Daddy's little girl is coming home, you bet. We'll invite the cousins, babies by the dozens. You can bring a boyfriend, honey. Have you met one yet? We'll all go to church on Christmas Eve. Then we'll open presents with your brother Steve. Mother's so excited, Grandpa is delighted, and your friends will want to do the town before you have to leave. Can my dad detect the strain? His life goes on unchanged. I'll never be my daddy's girl again. Every year since I've been grown, I've spent my holidays at home. Tradition means the world to me, my old hometown, my family. Nowadays the holidays drop all my insecurities, 'cause since I've realized I'm gay. What does home mean anyway? Since I've realized I'm gay, who is family anyway? Honey, how romantic it will be. Stockings in the morning by the Christmas tree. Lots of decorations, all our own creations, since we fell in love, my darling. you're my family. We'll go to the midnight chorus show. Every singer on the stage is gay, you know. Carols with the choir, presents by the fire. It's all so romantic, honey, gosh, if it could only snow. Can't she tell how torn I feel? Of course our love is real, but changes always take some time to heal. Every year since I've been grown, I've spent my holidays at home. Tradition means the world to me, my old hometown, my family. Nowadays the holidays stop all my insecurities, 'cause since I've realized I'm gay. What does home mean anyway, since I've realized I'm gay? Who is family anyway? Daddy won't be coming home this year. I'll be spending Christmas with my friends out here. Sure, I'm gonna miss it, but I'll come to visit in a couple months and tell you all you want to hear. Honey, we'll do everything you've planned, but if I shed a tear, I hope you'll understand. Give ourselves permission, start our own tradition. We'll have a home of our own right here.
Snow is falling, children laughing, I can feel it coming. But I've been major bumming, bum bum bumming all the time. Don't think I can take another ho-hum Christmas season. I know I've got a reason to do things different, and that's why cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my Yuletide curly groove. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my high-heel curly shoes. It's my token night in the opposite camp. Feel like a million when I look like a tramp, yeah. Cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Hanukkah too. I don't need no dress rehearsal, I just need a little role reversal. It's 64 days to Mardi Gras, but I cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my Yuletide girly groove. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas. Dig my high-heel girly shoes. It's my token night in the opposite camp. Feel like a million when I look like a tramp, yeah. Cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Hanukkah too. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Kwanzaa too. I'm cross-dressing for Christmas, maybe Ramadan too.
Following the Derivative Duo was a catchy little song from last year by Robert K. Wolf, logically called Cross-Dressing for Christmas. He released that on an album from the website mp3.com, where many new artists these days get their start. Next up are several songs from one of my favorite Christmas albums. Longtime listeners of Queer Music Heritage have heard me talk many times about an organization I belong to called Out Music. It is comprised of gay and lesbian artists and people supportive of their music. In 1996, a group of these artists in New York City got together and recorded songs for a compilation album. And I can't think of an album that contains as much sheer talent. Before I tell you more, let's hear two tracks from it. The first is by Patrick Arena, and Dan Martin sings the second.
Your conscience.
Christmas time, children speak their Christmas peace to grown-up friends. Candles light the Advent wreath while outside the church the moon lights the fields of snow. Stars add a special glow. When it comes to Christmas time, some folks feel hopeless and some folks feel lost, but the spirit of Christmas is sound. Make a fresh start, one to one, heart to heart, so peace and goodwill can spread the world round. Christmas time is when I always head for home, sleep in my old bed again and feel that I am part of a family. It's just where I want to be. When it comes to Christmas time, start one to one, heart to heart, so peace and goodwill can spread the world round. Christmas time is when I always head for home, sleep in my old bed again and feel that I am part of a family. It's just where I want to be. When it comes to Christmas time,
that was Patrick Arena singing Christmas is the Time, and after him, Dan Martin sang Christmas Time. Those are two of the 13 wonderful songs on the album written by Richard Foltz, and accordingly, the album is called Richard Foltz, A Songwriter's Christmas. I am blessed that my own connections with the organization Out Music has enabled me to meet and become friends with many of the artists. So I was pleased last spring to meet and interview Richard Foltz, and I got these comments about the making of this album.
Well, coming to Out Music, discovering Out Music was like so important to me, and it was the first time I had ever really associated with any musicians and other songwriters. And as I got to know people and people got to know my work and everybody encouraged me to record some of the Christmas songs, since I had been writing them every year since like 1970 and just sending them out as a Christmas card to my friends. And so when I figured out to do the album, to go out on the limb and do that, I'd never done any recording or anything. So of course, these were the people that I wanted to be on the album, were the other folks from Out Music who'd been so generous to me. It just seemed like the perfect time to do it. And I kind of copped out because I there's a lot of songs to choose from. So I just gave the songs to the different producers that I chose or who agreed to work with me and let them decide which songs interested them and which ones they would like to work with. So it was about trust and being with people that I trusted and admired and revered and loved. And It was for me, an incredible experience.
How did you pick the producers and songs for the album?
Well, the first person I approached was Tom McCormick, and I had a rough tape of all these songs, and I just gave it to them, and they let them pick the songs that interested them and that they liked. And so then I approached Dan, and Dan was very busy at that time, but he agreed to do quite a few songs. And then Zenobia came to mind, and I wanted to have a woman as a producer too. I thought it would be a great thing, and I loved her work. And so those are the three producers of the album.
He mentioned one of the producers named Dan. That was Dan Martin, who we heard earlier. Grant King is another of the artists who graced the album. I played Grant's song in my first Christmas special in 2000, and I got his comments also.
Well, that's Richard Fultz's album, wonderful Christmas album. That was a real joy. Many of us in Out Music came together at Richard's invitation to record this, and I love this album so much because I'm not particularly religious, dogmatic, I guess I should say. I guess I consider myself somewhat religious. But I'd never heard holiday music that was non-denominational and so personal and so interesting and beautiful. And Dan asked if I would record Richard's song Music. And I think that's the first time I had sung in a studio on somebody else's project without having to worry about playing guitar or doing anything else. And that was a wonderful, wonderful time. We all had a wonderful time.
And when I did my special tribute to the music of Dan Martin on my August show, I, of course, could not pass up asking him about Richard's album.
That was another beautiful project. I feel so blessed. Richard really created a project that celebrated the Out Music community. He is the first person, I feel, that really did that. That the first and one of the few, Grant being one of the others, who looked at the Out Music community and said, wow, this community is full of so many talented people. I want to work with them. And what he did was he hired four of us from Out Music to be producers, or was it three? It was myself, Tom McCormack, Zenobia. I think that there were only three of us. And he divided up the songs that he wanted to do and between us as producers. And then he also, and all of us together, chose different members of Out Music to sing his songs. And he put this together. These are all Christmas songs that he's written every year, which is a beautiful tradition of his. Instead of a Christmas card, he writes a song every year and sends it to his friends. So he collected these songs and really used the Out Music community in a way that was just so joyous. We all sang together. We were in the studio together. We sang backups together. We played together. And Richard was so generous in giving us all of that trust.
So let's close this special feature on the music of Richard Fultz with two more songs from his album, A Songwriter's Christmas. Here are Steve Cohen and David Clement.
Glad to know you're back at home now. I just knew that you'd pull through. Though I could not call or visit, I was sending love to you. Now I'd like to lend a hand. Don't know just what you have planned. It would be great to be your vicinity for this Christmas, just for Christmas. I'd like to come and stay, make this Christmas really Christmas. Our spirits combine, we'll find the heart of the holiday. Holiday, yeah. If you want a tree, I'll buy one.
mess it up or leave it be. I could make a little party or a wholesome meal to share. The point is to be with you. Don't want you to overdo. The greatest gift to me would be your company for this Christmas. Just for Christmas. I wanna come and stay. Make this Christmas really Christmas. Spirits combined, we're gonna find the heart of the holiday. The heart of the holiday.
Just heard Steve Cohen singing Heart of the Holiday and David Clement singing Christmas 1978. All of the artists on the Richard Fultz Christmas album have recorded excellent albums on their own, so you might want to check them out by following links from my site. And now, as they used to say on Monty Python, here's something completely different.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, I know what they mean. I'm taking this time to remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's Queer Radio with Attitude. And I want to mention that I've set up a special webpage for this show where you can see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com.
Butch the gay Santa Claus filled with Christmas cheer. Butch the gay Santa Claus, his beard tickles your ear. All the children at the mall wait for their surprise. It's not just Rudolph's nose that's red when they sit on his thighs. Oh! He squeezes down your chimney, greased up with frankincense, with bulging discs for little boys, neath dangling ornaments. Oh! Butch the gay Santa Claus, filled with Christmas cheer. If you're very good, he might come more than once this year. More than once this year. More than once this year.
And that little ditty was by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and is called Butch the Gay Santa Claus and is available only on a compilation album put out by Los Angeles DJs Kevin and Bean called Santa's Swingin' Sack. In the last few weeks, I've gotten to know a group called the Therapy Sisters. They are from Austin and are a lot of fun. They do sort of folk political satire. And they've released 4 albums, and one is a holiday album called Codependent Christmas. The Therapy Sisters are Maureen McLean and Lisa Rogers, and I interviewed them last month. Here's Maureen talking about the song Codependent Christmas.
Codependent Christmas is how it all started. That was the first Christmas song and the one that inspired us to go ahead and write a whole Christmas album. And I'm so fond of that song. It's by Marilyn Rucker. In the early days of the Therapy Sisters, we were a trio. That third person has been 3 different people. Originally, Gail Lewis was with us. And after Gail left town, Marilyn Rucker took her place. And now we're a duo. And we consider the other Therapy Sisters emeritus. Marilyn Rucker is a funny, funny woman. And she wrote probably the most popular cuts off of the Therapy Sisters Codependent Christmas album. Codependent Christmas was her version of a typical dysfunctional American family getting together at Christmas, what the typical scene is. And she picks out some images that are just right, that capture it just right.
Mom got out her Christmas list like clockwork, July 1. She ordered self-improvement books for each daughter and son. She likes to buy the things we need before the winter rush.
We'll have an old-fashioned codependent Christmas. Fa-la-la-la.
Ho, ho.
Fa-la-la-la. Fa-la-la-la.
Dad just smiles and hangs his head and tries hard not to drink. He feels like such a failure and December.
Codependent Christmas. Fa-la-la-la. 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 We'll sit around on Christmas Eve pretending not to fight. And we're all sneaking whiskey while Grandma hangs the lights. We charged expensive presents at the mall with great regrets.
It was only just Thanksgiving when we paid off last year's debts.
Please tell us about the song Happy Whatever You're Having.
Happy Whatever You're Having is the absolutely political correct generic Christmas greeting song, and it covers everybody. And at the end of the song we sing what has to be a tongue twister of have a multicultural, gender neutral, non-sectarian, unambiguous, ovo-lacto, vegetarian, nature-loving, sweet agrarian, anti-looting, non-polluting,
non-fur-wearing,
all-encompassing
celebration.
Unless you don't want to, because this is your holiday. So that song covers it all.
Because we don't want this to be a high-pressure situation. This is your holiday.
Happy whatever you're having.
Wish me happy whatever I'm having too. It's so nicely all-inclusive, and we hope it's not intrusive to wish
happy whatever to you.
Have whatever you want.
Happy whatever to you.
I'll have what the guy on the floor's having.
Happy whatever to you.
Hi, this is Lisa.
And this is Maureen, and we're wishing you a
happy whatever you're having
from the Therapy Sisters.
Before we get to the last song, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. And I especially want to thank the artists who provided interview comments that really help with the appreciation of their songs. They were Richard Foltz, Grant King, Dan Martin, and the Therapy Sisters. You can see photos of all the artists and recordings on tonight's show and view the playlist at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. And I provide links to their websites from mine. And you can also hear this show and all my past shows there as well. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, I'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And I'll be back on Monday, December 23rd, with part two of my Queer Music Heritage Christmas special.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Okay, those of you over a certain age may have recognized that as the voice of Liberace, doing part of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Well, you're not going to hear that song on this show, but it's a good intro to a very different version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It's a brand new queer Christmas song, and I've got a little background behind it. Last year, I was pleased to get a CD called A Christmas Dream from an artist who calls himself Happy Charles. I remember going to his website last year, and in addition to viewing the lyrics to the songs from that album, there was a poem he wrote, a takeoff of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, that I really liked. I wrote him back then that he really should put that poem to music, and he replied that he had considered it, and my encouragement was helping him to decide to do so. Well, he did, and I got one of the first copies. So when I was writing the script for this show, I contacted him and asked him to tell us about the record.
We did an album, The Christmas Dream. Kind of in the swirl of all that, we worked on it for several months, and one day I don't know really what I'd watched, but I started replaying 'Twas the Night Before Christmas over in my head, and I thought it would be kind of fun to write kind of a parody of that, except the gay night before Christmas, the gay version. And so that's really how it started, as it really was just a parody of The Night Before Christmas, and I, you know, wrote it all out and then put it up on the website. And anyway, I got encouragement from you, which really inspired me to go on and record it. I knew I should do something with it, but I didn't really know what. So I took it to Jan. She's my producer and co-writer, and we started messing around with it, and she helped me edit it down and kind of rearrange some things and make it make sense in sort of a song fashion. She came up with a track, and then she kind of had this chorus floating around, and it took kind of a while to get the phrasing with the track. We kind of played with that for a while until we found, you know, a rhythm that really worked. Then I just kind of spoke the words over the track over and over until we kind of found a nice rhythm. Then we just kind of inserted this chorus, and it just fit perfectly. So, wham bam, we had a Christmas song.
So, closing the show, here is Happy Charles with his new Christmas song, Sitting on Santa's Lap.
Hi, this is Happy Charles. You're listening to Queer Music Heritage. I wish you all a happy Christmas, and I hope that you're sitting on Santa's lap too.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the place, no music, no TV, no Jack, Will, or Grace. The stocking well hung in the bedroom with care. I do hope that Big Nick will find his way there. I wore a bandana, not much more than that. The silence was shattered. I woke from my nap. Oh, such a clatter. Now what was the matter?
I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap and kissing and holding helper so tight. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap. Happy Christmas to you and to all a good night.
Quick to the window, I flew like a flash. The treatments were awful, they needed a sash. I gazed at my perfectly manicured lawn, hoping and praying that nothing was wrong. I gasped and I choked as I opened my eyes. Then I looked even closer. Oh, what a surprise! A sleigh in my garden and a dashing young chap sporting a suit that he bought at the Gap while shopping with Daddy, who wasn't a hunk but a ball of red fur and a little bit plump from eating way too many Twinkies.
I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap and kissing and holding his helper so tight. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap. Happy Christmas to you and to all a good night. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap and kissing and holding his helper so tight. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap. Happy Christmas to you and to all a good night.
Hey Santa, come in with your herd of big men and sit on my deck and lounge in my den. Bring Dasher and Dancer and Mark, Rick and John, and a few of the toys for Philip and Ron. I spoke every name, sang each one with care, then Santa leaned over and said, fix your hair. I cut and I curled, I poofed and I sprayed, then Donnie and Dasher unloaded the sleigh. So you and your boys, and your elves and your deer, kick off your Gucci's and have a cold beer. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap, and kissing and holding his helper so tight. I'm dreaming of sitting on Santa's lap. Happy Christmas to you and to all of the knights. Now Santa, you rest, and Mark, come with me. I need your assistance to put up my tree. Now Philip and Ron, you both mustn't fight, or Santa won't leave you a present tonight. Oh, was it a dream? Did I have a ball? Kissing all Santa's helpers until they were called to load up the sleigh and speed through the night. Happy Christmas to you and to all a good night. I'm dreaming of sitting